Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Thanksgiving! Well, the day before Thanksgiving. Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. We're up on a Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S. of A. So shout out to everybody. I'm going to share with you, because you get a lot of these emails, this is what I'm thankful for, and a lot of the social media posts, this is what I'm thankful for. So you know what? I figure why not share with you what I'm thankful for. I'm wondering if you could guess, because it's probably not going to be what you think it is. All right. Of course, and I'm thankful for. Let me just spit it out. Of course, I'm thankful for my family, my beautiful wife, Angela, my four daughters, the health of my family. Of course, I'm thankful for all the blessings that God has given me. Okay. But that's what everybody's going to say. Okay. Here's what I'm thankful for. And I think this is going to, I really think this is going to help you out a lot. I really do. I am thankful for the fact that I was not raised to be a victim. I'm thankful that I was raised not to be a victim. As the youngest of eight children from Bradford, PA, the son of Catherine E. Crowley, I learned a lot of lessons growing up, man. My mom and I used to walk to the A&P Food Mart on Mechanic Street in Bradford, PA. We had a booklet of food stamps, and we would pay with those. I always thought that was just regular money. I had no idea at the age of 7, 8 years old that that wasn't money. I knew it wasn't kind of like the legal tender that everybody else paid with, but I didn't see it as, you know, any big deal because I didn't know any better, you know? And then we go to Tops Food Market in Bradford, PA. Those of you that are around Western New York, you know what Tops is. Same thing, paid with food stamps. And then we got off food stamps. I don't know, maybe, I don't even know, man. I might have been 10, 11, 12 years old. It doesn't matter, but somewhere around there, we didn't get them anymore. Because my mom was making so much more money, like 10 grand a year. Ah, I think it was as my older sibling started. My oldest is about 17 years older than I am. So there's a big gap there. So I think as they started to move on in life, they couldn't be considered dependents anymore. So we probably didn't get food stamps. Anyway, my mom could have taught me a lot of lessons. She could have told me to be a victim. Go out there, blame it on the government, blame it on circumstances, blame it. You know, all your problems can be attributed to, and then just fill in the blank. You know, people who say, I can't, and then fill in the blank, because of fill in the blank, that's victim talk. That's victim speak. That will keep you broke your entire life. Your entire life. You know what won't keep you broke your entire life? Is this thought. Follow along with me, okay? You have the power to react however way you want to react to circumstances, all right? You want a new car, you don't have a new car, how do you react to that, all right? You want more money in your bank? Excuse me, in your bank account, you don't have money in your bank account, how do you react to that? Even how people treat you, how people speak to you, the circumstances, how you react, that's 100% in your control. You don't get a chance to pick your parents, you know? We don't get a chance to choose whom we are born into this world, and I will agree 1,000%, because some people are like, well, geez, you're not even sympathetic to, oh, no, I'm very sympathetic to the fact that we don't get to choose who our parents are. You could have a mentally ill, you could have a crack addict, you could have an alcoholic parent, you could have mentally, you know, unstable, dysfunctional family. All I get that, man. So you don't get to choose. You really don't get to choose. However, as I shared last week, or maybe the week before, 80% of the people in the U.S. who are millionaires are self-made, meaning they're first generation. They didn't inherit anything. So they had to figure it out somehow. How'd they figure it out? Well, I would submit to you this point, and I think this is the most powerful point of today's podcast, is that there's role models everywhere. You can choose to follow that person on Twitter who's bitching and moaning about the government. I mean, come on, man, really? You think the president of the United States or any government official has any power over your life, your day-to-day enjoyment of life? Hell no. I tell you, I go back, I've said this 1,000 times. My very first knowledge of any president ever was when Gerald Ford spoke at my sister's graduation from the University of Pennsylvania. And that was 1977? No, 1975. Ford would have been in office in 77. 75. 1975, Gerald Ford spoke at the commencement address to the graduating class, University of Pennsylvania, where my sister Kate Crowley graduated. Okay, second oldest, most successful Crowley. Okay, so I said, okay, cool, that's the President of the United States. I remember seeing all the Secret Service agents on the buildings, man, with guns pointed at my eight-year-old head. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's pretty wild. And it might even have been 76, but again, you don't care. It's Gerald Ford, first president. Then from there, it was Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, you know, Obama, and there we go, now Trump. And I never once blamed any of those presidents in my life on any of their circumstances. I didn't know enough to blame a president. I didn't know enough to blame a governor, a senator, a congressperson. I didn't know enough to blame any of these people because I just assumed things that happened to me in my day-to-day was up to me, the decisions that I made. So look, that is so powerful. You need to understand how you establish your mindset is everything about how your day goes. I mean, everything. I'm telling you, man, you could choose to wake up miserable. How do you think your day is going to go if you wake up in a bad mood? You ever had a bad day because it started bad? Of course you did. I know I have. Oh, but Wayne, aren't you a motivational guru? Hell no. I'm a dad of four. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I teach people how to turn their message into a movement. You don't think I have a bad day every now and again? Of course I do. Now, here's what I don't allow to happen like I used to have happen. I don't allow a bad 5 minutes to turn into a bad day. Okay? Because a lot of times we have a bad 5 minutes or 20 minutes, and that's all it was. It was, how many 15-minute increments are there in one day? 96. There's 96 15-minute increments in a day. Are you sure you haven't allowed one of those 96 15-minute increments to turn into a bad day? Was it really a bad day or a bad 15 minutes? And that's really where your mindset should be. You know, you can change the rest of your day today if it's not going how you want it to go. Completely change it by how you feed your mind. Get on YouTube, take in a podcast like this, hang around individuals. You know what my secret to success is? I found role models in my life that were inspiring. They were enthusiastic. They had a great attitude. They didn't have everything. They didn't even have a lot of money. They just had a great attitude, man. And it was just dripping out of them. And I just caught that. I like walked around with a little cup to catching that attitude in the cup. You know, role models are everywhere around you. And so are the downers, man. Don't go near those people, the ones that blame everybody for all their circumstances. I can't get ahead. I'm so inspired every time I get online and I see in the entrepreneurial world, entrepreneurs are genuinely happy for other entrepreneurs who do really well. Like, I want to know how much money you're making. I want to know how successful you are. I want to celebrate that with you because I know how freaking hard it is to crack that code. Whereas in the employee world, it's all filled with jealousy. Oh, did you hear Mary got promoted? Joe knows the boss, so he got promoted. It's all jealousy, man. It's all people backstabbing everybody in the corporate world. That's the only way. In the corporate world, you rise ahead by backstabbing. In the entrepreneurial world, you rise ahead by cheering everybody on and being a part of something bigger than yourself. That's a mindset. That's different. I'm so happy. I'm so thankful. Thank you, Mom, for not raising me to be a victim. Now, was she perfect? No, I talked about it all the time, man. It wasn't perfect. It was highly dysfunctional, but that's okay. I don't blame her, any of my circumstances on me or her, anybody like that. It's 100% my mindset. My mindset. When I came into the age of accountability, all right, adulthood, where I was now accountable for my results. You know, when I moved to Florida, got my bed out of the garbage on the curb and slept on it for 3 months and worked in the menswear store before I became a stockbroker and still didn't make any money then. And, you know, wearing the same outfit every day, the pink shirt with the white collar and the blue shirt with the white collar, topped off with the gray pants and the Docksiders. Okay, this was 1988 I'm talking about. If you don't know what Docksiders are, go back to 1988 and Google it. But all of that still was up to my mindset. And I'm so happy at the age of accountability that I understood that, and you can do the exact same thing. Doesn't matter if you're 25 or 55. You can start today and start not being a victim. Victimhood sucks, man. It just sucks. I hate when people say, I'm sorry, because I slip. Yes, I do. And I'll complain. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm like, oh, I hate that. Oh, I hate that. There's so many people that got it worse than me. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry that I complained to you. So many other people got it worse. everybody's got it worse than you. There's a lot of people that got it worse. So many families that are hurting, really, really hurting. Don't allow yourself to become a victim, because that's going to pollute the environment around you, and you're not going to see all the blessings that you had, and it's going to shade that area of sun that's shining of gratitude that you really should understand. Say, man, I'm freaking grateful for all of this. Even the bad stuff I'm grateful for, because it's going to build me into a stronger person. I know this sounds like motivational speak. I get it, man. I get it. But listen, it's real. You are so powerful. Your brain is so powerful. You got one life, man. You cannot spend one day of it becoming a victim and then looking for that apathy and all that stuff to come. I hate that stuff, and you do too. You know it doesn't feel good, so stop doing it. You know what feels really good? Having a good day. You know what feels even better? Having two good days. You know what feels better than that? Putting a week, a month, and a year together of your amazing life. That doesn't mean perfect. Amazing doesn't mean perfect. Amazing means you rose above all the challenges, and you're still here. You're still here. Check that out. You're still here. Now you're the role model for other people that are going through adversity. Isn't that exciting? That fires you up, man. By the way, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your 30-minute call. I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you, and we'll talk about mindset. We'll talk about motivation. We'll talk about your message and how that's going to turn into a movement. That's what I'm thankful for, my friend. And I'm, oh, my God, I don't want into this podcast. I'm thankful for you. 220 countries downloading this episode, this podcast every day. Thank you also for leaving a rating. I really appreciate that. If you haven't, just get inside the iTunes app on your phone, the podcasting app. Can you leave a rating for the show? I would appreciate it. You can even leave me a message on Insta, Twitter, anywhere. Let me know you left a rating for the show. I appreciate it. I'll send the love right back to you. All right? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.